welcome to the first edition of the Kiss Kiss Fallen For You anime podcast. So today I'm going to be doing what normal podcasters wouldn't be doing on their first podcast. Like being loud. I'm sorry for that, all you headphone users. I'm just naturally like this, so you might want to turn your volume down like a lot. But I'm going to be reading fanfiction, giving my honest opinion on it, and maybe if it's bad enough grammatically, I'll fix it. I'll rewrite it, and I'll read it to you guys again, because quality content! So let it be noted that after this, if you enjoyed the podcast, anybody can send me in any fanfiction from, like, any anime. It could be Wattpad, it could be fanfiction.net, like, anywhere, from anywhere, and I will read it to you guys. So I'll only read it though if I've seen the anime, and if I haven't seen the anime, well, this is how I'm going to get anime I want to watch. And yes, I won't only be doing fanfiction stuff. I will review mangas, I will review anime, I will give my Americanized opinion on some Japanese culture because I don't understand it. Because that's what people want, right? So, I'm currently on Wattpad. I did have a few things that I selected, but I hadn't actually chosen one. In the future, you guys will be able to choose what I read. And I can read 18 plus content for you, but I'll have to have an advisory warning on it, obviously. So, you guys can do that if you want. So, for this first time I'm doing my podcast, I will be reading the fanfiction Pronouns, a US-UK fanfic, so Hitalia fandom, by APH Switzerland Wife. Chapter 1. Every Sunday in room 27 at Apple Tree Apartment Complex. That was where the teenage support group was held, in Feliciano Vargas's apartment. Arthur has gone there every Sunday since he was 11. Now he was 16 and dragging himself to another meeting. Arthur doesn't really know why he has to go. He is male and would like to keep it that way. He just likes to look like a girl. Yeah, there's something wrong with you, Arthur. I'm sorry. If anybody likes to do that, like, no hate, but like for Arthur, I mean, But I should probably get back to Rainy. His parents, being very religious, though, took this as a sign that there was something wrong with him. Oh God, can't we all relate to this? Honestly? They decided to put him in a help group so he can become normal again. Considering the amount of time he has been in the help group, his parents should realize that he isn't going to feel any different. Well, no frickin' dur. Upon his arrival at the door, Feliciano's apartment, Arthur knocked on the door. Obviously. It didn't take long for Feliciano to open the door and greet him. Arthur, is that the new shirt? It looks great. Come in, you know where to go. Oh, that's a horrible frickin' imitation of him. Okay, let me continue. Thanks, Feliciano. Truth is, Arthur hated the shirt. His parents always buy his clothes for him now. And if they find any feminine clothes in his room, they throw it out immediately. That's why he hid all his female clothes in the broken floorboard in the corner of his closet. Yeah, he had to go to some extremes just to be himself. Oh my God, yeah, this is kind of... Bonjour, Arthur. Seems like there's a seat next to me that has your name on it. Oh! This is a US-UK fanfic, I know, but, like, Frack is my real OTP, guys. Like, honestly, I need some of that in my life. Like hell, Frog. Arthur and Francis both had religious parents and were forced to have playdates with each other all the time when they were younger. Arthur hated Francis. French words and overbearing personality. Most of the time, Francis hated him back, but sometimes he would flirt with him, which always confused Arthur, making him hate Francis even more. Why? I love Francis. He's my one of my Hitalia bays, okay? Luckily, when Francis came out of the closet as being into all types of people, aka pansexual, Arthur's parents made him stop interacting with him. Of course, he still saw him at the support group and at school. Oh, you go to school together. How lovely is that?
Wait. What am I doing? Trying to figure out where it left off because I wasn't paying attention. I think I'll sit next to ya. Ya? It just says ya. Oh, is that supposed to say yow? Within 20 minutes, everyone who was showing up for the meeting arrived. Seems like that's all Ludwig can... Oh, wait. Seems like that's all. Ludwig, can you ask your brother to come to the next one? I know they aren't mandatory, but he's missed it for 2 months now, Feliciano said to get the meeting started. Sorry, I've been trying to get him to come, but he never gets up. I'll make sure he's here next week. It's all right, Ludwig. Don't be too hard on your brother, Feliciano said in a worried voice. We all have seen Ludwig can do, especially to his brother. Anyway, there's nothing I really planned for today, so I'm just gonna ask you how you feel and what's been happening lately. Yeah, let's start with you. Who the frick is Ya? All I know is Yao is China, right? I feel wrong. I don't like this. I want to change, but my parents have gotten worse. Once I start to talk about being a man, they shut up and walk out of the room. Ooh, wait, what? Is China transgender? Hold on. Ya had a female body but wanted to have surgery to become a man. His parents wouldn't allow it, though. They weren't even very religious. They were just stuck in the past and thought if Ya had a woman's body, he was a she. Arthur felt he had similar situations, except he just wanted to look like a girl, not be one. Arthur, I'm pretty sure you're, why do you want to be a trap, Arthur? To get a boyfriend, you gay? He says he's not gay. I swear he is. Okay. Oh, I see. Well, maybe you can just take it step by step with them, to where you can have an adult conversation with them. I've been trying, but I guess I'll just have to work harder, Ya said, dejected. Don't be depressed, please. That's the spirit. I believe in you, Bello. Okay, Yvonne, what's been going on with you? Yay! Italian! Clap, clap. A new liquor store has just opened up close to my home. It's been very hard, but I've been resisting from visiting it. Oh, Yvonne's an alcoholic? Oh my god. Why did I not expect this? Okay, so Arthur has a trauma where he wants to dress like a girl. Francis is pansexual. Yao was trans. And Ludwig, I guess, has freaking, personality disorder, maybe? Maybe that's what Gilbert has, or, like, Prussia, but... maybe anger issues. And then, Russia's an alcoholic, from what I can guess. I wonder if Canada's here, or America will be here, maybe. I don't know. I want to find out, though. Okay, back to the story. Arthur didn't know a whole lot about Yvonne. He's only been at the meetings for about 9 months, but Yvonne was a Russian who apparently had a very bad drinking problem. Yes! Not yes, but okay. Weird flex, but okay. He was only 16, but was very tall and looked like he was in his 20s. He used that to his advantage to convince people into buying or giving him alcohol. He was very scary. Everyone at the support group was intimidated by him except Francis and Ya. Wait. If China is transgender, then stop calling him Ya and start calling him Yao. Thank you. Respect, Arthur. Respect. He usually smelled of some type of alcohol when he came to the meetings, and when he didn't, he was even more scary than usual and didn't have a psychopathic smile. He always wore a scarf, even in the summer. Arthur thought he was very mysterious and not in a good way. He didn't want to know what the Russian did to have the police record since he was 9. Whoa! I shouldn't be surprised, though. Well, that's good, I guess. Just try to resist going into the shop and remember to have self-control, Feliciano said. He was also very scared of the Russian and usually didn't know how to address his problems. Do you think I have any self-control, friend?
No, I think you have great self-control. I'm just making sure you are using it. Let's move on. How about you, Kiku?
Oh, wait, Japan's in this group. Kiku stayed quiet. I don't really know what Feliciano was expecting to happen. Is he a mute?
Japan's a mute! No! My baby Japan!
We ran around the whole group. I told him that I bought a necklace that would look really cute with this one shirt I saw in the store, but my parents took it away before I could see if my theory was true. No, Arthur! They stole your necklace!
I'm sorry, I'm having too much fun reading this.
We all left, and I walked to the bus stop with Yaa and Kiku. I thought of them as my friends, although Kiku never talked, and I didn't get to see Yaa very much since she lived in the rural part of town and was an upperclassman at school.
Upperclassman, you say? Do I smell plot?
Well, that wasn't helpful. I don't know what Feliciano is trying to help, but he is the same age as most people in the group, and is younger than me, Yaa said. No one really takes him seriously. I feel kind of bad for him.
Doesn't everybody? I love my bean, okay? Don't hate on my bean.
That might be true, but you have to admit he knows what he's doing. Although he's not as experienced as Roma. Roma?
Romano!
Sorry. As Roma was when he sure did learn a lot from him and helped.
That's not English. That sentence is not English.
Although he is not experienced as Roma, did learn a lot from him and helps us out quite a bit. Okay, maybe that makes sense. I don't know. Am I dyslexic?
Probably. I responded back.
Roma was originally the counselor, but he was very old and died a year ago since his grandson Feliciano took over the support group.
Oh, Roma. You know, when I heard Roma, I'm like, yeah, you're not Mama Romano Bay, but like, nope, I guess not.
Ooh, do you think there'll be Spumano in here? I hope there's Spumano. Spain and Romano, that's fine. Like, those are my cuties. Feliciano's only 17, but he still wanted to help everyone, so he became the counselor. He was hoping to go to college for psychology, so this was a good way to practice. Feliciano was still very young, though, and was afraid of almost everything. Arthur felt bad for him. He was still very helpful, but had no idea how to help someone his own age. Yeah, you're right, Yaa said, while Arthur was going and thought. The bus pulled up and came to a screeching halt. Well, me and Kiku should be going. Bye, Arthur.
Bye.
Arthur waved. Kiku said his goodbyes by bowing and stepping on the bus. Arthur turned on his heel and started walking home. He didn't live so far, so he always preferred walking to and from the meetings. Arthur decided to pop into town. He usually spent Sundays like these, with the sun shining high in the sky, and no storm cloud was in sight in town. He liked to use this time to buy clothes, makeup, and accessories, but today, he just wanted to get some food for the house. About halfway through his errands of buying food, toilet paper, detergent, and other household products, he walked by his favorite clothing store, Hale. H-A-L-L-E. I don't know what that is. Is that a real place? Somebody tell me, please. It had some nice quality clothes for a pretty penny.
Ooh. Nice.
He couldn't resist it, and he had to walk in. He went through the men's section first and grabbed a navy blue sweater vest. If his parents saw that he bought male clothes, they won't suspect anything and usually rewarded him with a raise in his allowance. He then continued on to the women's section. Everybody stared at him like, what the frick? He saw some cute shorts, but sadly couldn't find any shirts to match it. He found a dress, but the style was meant for a skinny female with an hourglass figure, and sadly, men's bodies just don't look like that. He was becoming quite frustrated and was just going to leave without buying anything until a worker came over. Arthur, I'm so glad to see you here again! Are you looking for anything specific? She then continued on to wink. Arthur recognized her as Mei Wook, a Taiwanese girl who went to the school. She was bubbly. Her mother owned the store, and so her and her sister worked there. Ooh, you have Taiwan in here. Nice. If I'm interrupting what you just... Oh, if I'm interpreting what you said correctly, then yes, I am trying to find girls' clothes. I'm preferring a dress, but I can't really find one that would fit my figure. Oh, I've just got the right thing. Oh my god, I can't read. Oh, I've just got the right thing. It will look great on you. It's in the back. Let's go. May grabbed Arthur by his forearm and dragged him to the back. They went into an office-like area with a lot of torn clothes and fabric. She stopped in front of the few clothing hangers and pulled out a dress. It was black. It was fit on the top, but pretty gender-neutral fit, as in flat-chested people could wear it. The bottom was loose. One wear if you spun around, it would fly up into your face. Had some type of tribal design and dark green, and at the bottom of a thick green belt to match the color and print separated it from the bottom where there was no design. It had tight sleeves that reached down to mid-shoulder, and the entire length of the dress would just be above his knees. My mom lets my sister and I experiment with the clothes that we made incorrectly. We really like this one, but I think you would look absolutely beautiful in it. You can have it if you want. It looks stunning. Thank you so much. How much should I pay you? It's on the house. Me and my sister would just be happy for somebody to wear it. Oh, and take this headband. It would match the dress great. Thank you. And with that, Arthur left the store and went home. He really did like that dress. He would have to find another way to wear it soon, without his parents finding out. So, that was it for today's podcast. You know what? I really enjoyed that. That was really good. Despite my horrible reading and comprehension skills, though. Because I know it's a US-UK fanfic. It says that in the title, in the description. I'm really excited. I'm like, how is this support group going to lie into everything? Because he's like, oh, I'm not gay. I just like dressing up like a girl, right? So, maybe that'll have something to do with him meeting, like, Alfred, right? Maybe Alfred will go to the support group. I really want to know if Canada's in the story, though. Or Romano, or, like, if there'll be other ships in the story, too. Like, aside from just US-UK. And I'm really excited to do that. But, for today, that's all I have. Goodbye! Have a great day! Johnny!